اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School. And I want to say hello and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So, Ali Nasir, what do you think? Today, inshallah, we have to work on Ayah 159 of Surah Al-Baqarah, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Ayah 159 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 24 of Quran Al-Kareem. Brothers and sisters, make sure you have your Quran with you. Before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this Ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina yaktumuna ma anzalna minal bayyinati wal huda min ba'di ma bayyanahu lin-nas fil kitab أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون.
So, I will recite, Hassan, you and your friends. Well, inshallah, listen and practice. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ready, everyone?
Yes, sir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس
في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله
من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب
أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون
أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى. Indeed, those who conceal, those who hide what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance, okay? من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب, after we have clarified it in the book for mankind, أولئك يلعنهم الله. Those who do this, those who conceal these things, those who do not care about these things, أولئك, they shall be cursed. يلعنهم الله. Allah Almighty will be will curse them. Okay, will send. We say لعنت. Okay. And ويلعنهم اللاعنون, and they will be cursed by the cursors. Okay. All. So the main point in this ayah is that in the next coming ayahs, okay, verses, like in verse 161, okay, Allah Almighty will say this, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ. So they will have عذاب, okay, in the next coming ayahs, Allah Almighty will say, explained it very clearly, okay? So in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, those who conceal what we have sent down from Bayyina, from Huda, Hidayah, the guidance, okay? If they conceal this, okay, Allah Almighty will curse them. Now Allah Almighty curse them, of course, they are in hellfire, okay? Why? Because everything is clear, come on. 124,000 prophets, imams, these books, okay, evidences, they are clear. So if you know them and you still do not believe, okay, it's you do not believe because of, not because of really there is a reason that you do not believe, okay? Yes, you do not believe because of the wealth of the dunya, because for example, if you become a Muslim, if you become a mu'min, yeah, materialistic you are, okay? If you become, for example, a mu'min, okay, so you can't be a materialistic person. You can't, for example, no, religion doesn't say this. You can be a mu'min, you can be so wealthy. You can be a mu'min, you can have a lot of money. Yes? You can be a mu'min, you can have a lot of buildings. There is nothing wrong with this. Only you should have them in a legal way. People say that if we pray, oh, we don't have much time to pray. Come on. In the middle, for example, in midday, okay? Oh, for example, a customer comes to you, for example, in your shop, okay? So, it's prayer time. Adhan is being announced, okay? You hear Adhan. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Go to prayer. Stop selling and buying, okay? So, but if you do say, come on, it's not a good time. Prayer, I have customer. If I do not sell him something, I can't get money. So, yeah, if you do so, because of wealth, because of money, because of dunya, if you sell your akhira for dunya, you have done something bad. And you have lost. You are among the losers. Okay? Allah Almighty curse these kind of people. They do not care about akhira. So they do not care about these things. So, وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Whoever can curse will curse them. Because literally, okay, akhirat is more important than dunya. It doesn't mean that you should not care about dunya. Care about both of them, okay? But in a way, not to lose your akhirah for dunya. Got it? قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ اقْرَأْ.
Let's recite the Quran.
بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ.
Guys, the important tajweed rules are here that inshallah will mention, but I have to tell you for more explanation about the tafsir interpretation. Actually, we had a short one and it's not enough. So really, I recommend you to refer to the tafsir book, the hadith book, okay, for the interpretations. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا. Wherever we have an important rule, I will mention. ما أنزلنا. Okay, we have had our classes for a long time, so we do not pay attention to those little and easy ones. Okay, for example, الذين. Of course, you should be able to pronounce it correctly. The letter ذال, yes. الذين. So it was in the very first sessions we mentioned.
Yes.
يكتمون ما أنزلنا. نون ساكن. Yes. إخفى. Here we have ذا. إخفاء. Hide the sound of noon when you have za. Za, dal, dal, sin, sheen, sad, ta, ta, ta. Those rest of the letters. Not from those three first groups, okay? The group of yarmulun letters, ba, the group of izhar letters, okay? The rest of the letters, you have to apply the rule ikhfa. Ma anzalna, right? Hide the sound. How about ma? There is a mad. How about that mad? Is that wajib or jais?
Jais.
Why? Because?
Because the mad letter for
Hamzatul Wasl is not in the same word with mad letter. Mad letter is Hamzatul Qat. Mad letter is ma, that alif. Hamza is not in the same word. It's in another word. So they are in two separate words. It will be munfasil, two separate words. And the mad is not wajib. It is?
جائز.
ما أنزلنا. You can say ما أنزلنا. You can prolong it both ways. No problem. من البينات والهدى من هدى ألف مقصورة. Okay.
Yes.
It's not هدي. هدي. هدى.
هدى.
من بعد نون ساكن plus با group of إقلاب. Okay. Yes. The rule iqlab, changing will be applied, yes. Here. How changing?
You will change noon to meme.
A meme sound. Okay, half hide and meme sound. Yeah. Like your mouth, your lips should not touch
each other.
Lip space should be there, okay?
Yes.
Like you can blow some air out. Meme, meme. Look, noon is changing to a meme sound. Min, meme. But do not pronounce meme completely because lips will touch. There is a little space if you see. Right? مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ. The rule of نُون مُشَدَّد, مِم مُشَدَّد, you know, okay? You have to produce a nasal sound and also for two counts.
Yes.
Prolong them. فِي الْكِتَابِ. The word لَا, if you see on the top of كِتَاب, what does it say?
Don't stop,
okay? Have to read, continue, because it changes the meaning. So, في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم 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 الله. Allah is pronounced heavily. Why? Because dhamma sound is before. If there is a kasra, you pronounce it lightly. Yes. بسم الله. ويلعنهم اللاعنون. Listen up, everyone. Let's listen again to the recitation of this ayah, okay? And we'll finish.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Inshallah, we really recommend you stay with us in the coming sessions as well. So, brothers, any question?
No.
Wish you good luck, inshallah. Stay safe. Take care, okay? We'll see you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور، فيه شفاء للصدور، وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى، وصفاته نبع الهدى، نرقى الجنان بحبه، لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان،